Welcome back. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor. Our next guest is fast becoming a regular here on the Car Doctor. We always enjoy talking to him. He's got a unique way of looking at things, all things oil and lubrication. And it's always a pleasure to talk to Lake Speed Jr. of Driven Racing Oil. Lake, welcome back.
Thanks, Ron. Good to have you.
Certified lube specialist. Help me out. I forgot the big college word. What are you?
A tribologist.
A tribologist. That's the word. A tribologist. And that means that you are what now?
Somebody who studies friction and wear. For your listeners, my job is to make sure you have minimal amount of friction, minimal amount of wear. That's what we do.
Well, so then let's start the conversation there. Let's pick a target segment of the marketplace. Let's talk about guys with muscle cars. You know, by definition, anything. Well, I guess everything today, right? Even a new car is a muscle car. New Mustangs and Camaros and such. How does someone with a muscle car, depending upon your make and model, pick a motor oil? You know, if they had that question, if they wanted to look beyond what the manufacturer recommends.
The easy way to look at it is, if the easiest one is actually the modern muscle car. So if you've got a 2014 Camaro or Mustang, and that car is completely bone stock, all you really have to do is go look in your owner's manual, look in the back of it. It's going to tell you what viscosity the OEM recommends and what performance minimum they want. And then at that point, you just go find, you pick a brand of oil that you trust that can deliver that viscosity and that performance minimum, and you're good. And you go out there and you just, you know, change the oil regularly. Don't try to go crazy and say, I want to try to get, you know, 20,000 miles in my oil or something like that. Use good common sense, and that route's easy.
Right.
It gets a little trickier if you've got, say, a 70 Chevelle with a big block in it. You know, those older flat tappet engines, regardless of what anybody may or may not say on some internet forum or somewhere else, those older engines, they need more ZDP than what's currently available in the off-the-shelf oils. So in that case, especially if you have an aftermarket camshaft in it, because let's be honest, if you've got a 70 Chevelle, do you really want a stock cam?
No.
You're going to go call comp cam. You're going to get a big mother thumper,
right,
or something like that and put it in there because you want the sound, you want the power. So the older performance engines with performance camshafts, they need a higher ZDP oil. You know, and that's where companies like, you know, Driven and a few other companies, we have, you know, hot rod or muscle car oils that do have the appropriate level of ZDP, maybe the same level of ZDP that was in the oil back in the 70s, that when the engine was brand new.
Now, when you say ZDP, Lake, you're referencing zinc additive.
Right, yeah. I mean, what people call zinc is technically a real long chemical word, zinc dialkyl dithiophosphate. That's hard to say, so we just call it zinc instead.
Right.
But yeah, the appropriate chemical shorthand is ZDDP, is what you're talking about when you talk about zinc and motor oil. And that's the anti-wear additive that's required for a flat tappet engine. If you don't have the appropriate levels, especially during camshaft break-in, it's absolutely critical. And, you know, some people have gone the route of, hey, I just use my whatever brand oil that I like, and I'm going to go try to buy a bottle of zinc additive and pour it in there. And, you know, there's some mixed results on that because not all ZDP chemistry, not all zinc chemistry is the same. So in some cases, some guy may use the ZDP additive and it works fine. Another guy uses it and he still loses the camshaft, and he's like, well, why? Well, it's because, you know, when you add an additive to a motor oil that's already been formulated, you're kind of playing chemist without knowing what you're mixing and what you're mixing it with.
And what volume to what proportion of fluid. That's,
right. There are different companies that make different types of ZDP, so it's not all the same. So, again, some guys have good luck with it, some guys don't. The more foolproof solution is just use an oil that already has the correct level of ZDP in it for your application, and then you're not playing backyard chemist and you don't have to worry about those things. It's going to have the right stuff, and you can go on. So the old engines are pretty easy. You got to have something that already has ZDP in it. The new engines, or, you know, in stock configuration are easy. You go to your owner's manual. What becomes tricky is the guy that's got the 2001 Mustang that goes and buys the aftermarket camshaft, maybe put the supercharger on or turbocharger. You know, that guy, you really do need a performance oil that, even though you don't say have a flat tappet camshaft, you do need an oil that has a higher level of ZDP in it, because ZDP isn't just an anti-wear additive. It's also an antioxidant. You know, it provides, helps extend the life and the durability of the oil. It can help provide some cooling effect to the engine, especially with high lift cams, really tax valve springs. So there's different parts of the engine that really like having a higher ZDP oil. So our rule of thumb is, you got a bone stock engine and it's a late model engine, consult your owner's manual.
Right.
Go pick a brand you trust and go with it. If you've got an old school engine, you're going to have to buy, you know, a hot rod type oil. If you have a modern engine that has performance upgrades, you need a, you know, performance oil that has a higher level of ZDP that's not going to be an API rated oil. It's going to be something that has to go beyond it, because the API specifications for modern passenger car oils limit the amount of ZDP.
Because of catalytic converter.
Yeah, catalytic converters and emissions reasons overall. You know, ZDP contains phosphorus and sulfur. And sulfur is one of the things they're trying to eliminate from the exhaust stream. And unfortunately, there's always a small amount of, you know, oil being consumed and burned during every combustion cycle. That's why they went to low sulfur fuels, you know, for both, you know, gasoline engines. You know, noticeably here in the last 10 years for diesels is, you know, they're trying to get the sulfur out of the oils and the fuels for that reason, for environmental concerns. And that's fine. I'm not against that by any means. But when you make a camshaft swap, or, you know, really put a lot of boost to a late model engine, you're going to need some more ZDP in your oil, which means you're going to have a little bit of phosphorus in there. But that's really okay. You know, people get a little bit over concerned about, oh, if I use a high ZDP oil in my 2001 or 2007 car, it's going to kill my cats. No, it's not.
Right.
If you use a good quality performance oil that has a higher zinc package in it, you don't have to worry about it. You change your oil regularly and do that. So good high quality oils are not going to cause a massive problem. I mean, the reality is, back in the 70s, we had cats on cars that had tons of zinc in the oil, and the cats still live, you know, 50, 60, 70,000 miles. And we both know,
right,
you've got to.
And the fact that those cars went 60, 70,000 miles, that's as far as cars went back in the 70s. That was a whole other world. So let me ask you these two quick questions before I let you go,
yeah.
Lake. 30 seconds or less if you can. What's the most common, what do you think the most common mistake you see the performance people make when they're picking an oil? What aren't they doing right or considering?
This may sound crazy as a guy who comes from an oil company. They start by choosing the brand first. And I think that's the most common mistake I see people, both, you know, performance guys and just regular, that they go with a brand first and they try to pick what they think is the best oil in that brand makes. And that's the wrong question to ask. There is no one-size-fits-all best oil. You need to do is you need to start looking at the application, just like we were describing with the camshaft and stuff. Look at the application first, then from the application, let that dictate the type of oil, the viscosity of the oil. The last thing you do is choose a brand that you trust to deliver the viscosity and the correct additives for your application. So
right.
Start the application first.
Work it backwards. Application,
yep.
and then pick the company. And then the second part of the question is, when you pick that company, what do you look for? Do you look for just reputation? My argument is, when you're picking an oil company, you pick the engineering that company puts into that product to make it right.
I agree with you on that. You know, I'm a big, you know, most people, you know, a car is a pretty big investment, and I talk to a lot of guys every day who have high performance cars, and there's a lot of money at their baby. You know, you need to be able to pick a company where you can pick up the phone and be able to talk to the tech guy and get an intelligent answer.
Right.
You know, because that's a testament to their engineering.
Right.
You know, if they really are doing their engineering, they really know their applications, they can speak to you in your language.
Right, and make it so that you can understand it.
Right.
Right, yep. Hey, Lake, real quick, then, before I let you go, where can the listeners go for more information? I know you've got so much to talk about. We're going to have to bring it back again in the fall. Is there a website? Is there a phone number?
Well, the website is drivenracingworld.com. And really, if you have your listeners have any questions, want to know more about oil, we have a great library of YouTube videos. They're not sales videos trying to promote just us. They're really educational videos about, hey, what is DDP? What about viscosity? You know, common questions we get all the time. We've created some really high-end videos that try to help answer those questions in a very technical way that people can say, oh, okay, I never knew that,
yeah.
and go from there.
Cool, and all that's at drivenracingoil.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, Lake, thanks for stopping by the garage. We know it's a busy weekend for you guys, and we look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thanks, Ron.
You're welcome. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We're back right after this.